You're on 981-2NM. As you heard me mention yesterday, my New Year's resolution is to get fit, and someone that's going to help me do that is our tech guru, Jeff Quattromani. Jeff, how's it going?
I'm really well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So this year I'm going to be doing a lot more exercise. What have you got for me that's going to help me stick to my resolution, mate?
Look, I think first of all, one of the nice things to have is something that's going to help you measure what you're actually doing throughout the day. And for a lot of people, that means wearing a Fitbit, wearing a Garmin, or even an Apple Watch to actually track your movements. And we're not talking about just steps, but your calories burned throughout the day. And one of the great things that I love about all of these products is you can usually connect to friends and family if they've got the same type of watch and actually compare and almost challenge each other to make sure you are hitting your goals. So I think the first thing people should be considering is a wearable like a smartwatch.
Smartwatches are known to be a little bit expensive, but the other stuff, the Garmins and the Fitwatches, they're a bit cheaper, are they?
Absolutely. And honestly, depending on what your needs really are, if it's just about tracking your day, about $100, you'll find a Garmin or even others like VivoFit around that price point. When you do spend $400, $500, you're getting things like email notifications and smartphone integration that a lot of people don't need. So if it's just that fitness tracking element, budget around $100, $150 and you'll be fine at that point.
So when I'm exercising, Jeff, I do enjoy listening to my music. What can you help me out with headphone-wise?
Look, I think it's almost crazy to exercise without music. It's one of the best ways to consume a podcast or listen to the radio even.
Yeah.
Generally, you're looking for something that goes in the ear and you'll also find some that have a band that wraps around the ear as well. So you want something that's Bluetooth so you don't have that cord connecting your phone to your headphones. So go wireless. Bluetooth earbuds is going to be the way to go, but also make sure it is sweat resistant because as your workouts get a bit more intense, the last thing you want is for them to be failing on you as well. So look for an IP water resistance rating on those headphones, but you'll find that most of those active range of the Bluetooth ones will all have that nowadays.
And they can interact with pretty much any of our technology?
Absolutely. So whether you're connecting it to your phone, a tablet, or even your TV, because a lot of us are starting to do workouts on TV and it could just be a YouTube video that you're following, you can connect Bluetooth headphones to most televisions nowadays as well, which is a great advantage.
All right. And I'm assuming that there's technology for our rowing machines and our stationary bicycles, all that sort of stuff that we can be able to connect to as well.
Yeah, look, there really is. So, you know, those wearables that we mentioned before, a lot of them actually can connect to those exercise machines. And what it will do is it will collect how much you've ran or how much you've rowed and things like that. But it will also correlate that to your heart rate. So you can actually start to look at your workout at a glance and see how far you've gone on your workout machine and how hard you are working throughout that as well. And, you know, I know that most gyms, their workout equipment will connect to an Apple Watch or a Samsung watch most of the time. But if you are looking to buy a new treadmill for home, just have a look and see if it is going to be compatible with the wearables that you've already got.
And Jeff, at this point, you've pretty much proven that there is absolutely no excuses for me whatsoever. I should be able to lose the kilos in 2021. I much appreciate that, mate.
Absolutely. Look, it's all about patience, I think. I went through a workout health kick a little while ago and did 20 kilos, and it doesn't happen overnight, but it's a patience game.
Mate, much appreciated, and looking forward to talking more technology next year.
Absolutely, looking forward to it.